Okay, today is Daf Samach Vav. We're on Samach Vav, a brand new perek. So far, this perek has nothing to do with Yevamos, really. What? Actually, it actually has a lot to do. It's very interesting. It's all about a ksuva now. Today we're going to start learning about ksuva, nichse malug, nichse tzon barzel. Here we go. Almana l'kohen gadol. Let's say an almana marries a kohen gadol, which is an avera. So we learned already that when an almana, when a kohen or the next line is a gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, so they are not allowed to eat truma. Normally, the wife of a kohen gets to eat truma. However, if the marriage is an avera, the wife does not eat truma. There's another din that other people of a kohen can eat truma, even if they're not supposed to. Even though they normally cannot eat truma, if they're in the kohen's household, they can eat truma. Who are they? Avodim Kenanim. Avodim Kenanim are allowed to eat truma just because they're owned by the kohen. Now, a woman, a wife, is allowed to eat truma, not an avera wife, a regular wife is allowed to eat truma. Let's say she brings Avodim Kenanim into the marriage. Can those Avodim eat truma? No. Yes. But yes.
To him.
Huh?
To him.
They belong to who?
To the husband.
Doesn't matter. If they belong to him, I said she brought them into the marriage.
Right,
so if they belong to him, of course they can. Even if they belong to her, they can, because she's allowed to eat truma. Here, she's not allowed to eat truma, because the marriage is an avera. What about her avadim? What about her avadim? Can her avadim eat truma? So it depends what kind of eved. If she brought them in as nuchse malug, or if she brought them in as nuchse tzon barzel. What do those words mean? We'll see that in a minute. Okay?
Why isn't it because everything the wife is common, the husband's called everything the wife owns?
No,
there's no rule like that. It's a different thing. We'll see. So here's what the Mishnah says. Hechnisalo avde malug v'avde tzon barzel. She brings in both types. Okay? Avde tzon barzel is easier. Avde tzon barzel means anything tzon barzel. Anything tzon barzel means she owns it. It's her family thing. She owns it. She brings it into the marriage, and they record in the ksuva how much it's worth at the time of the marriage. When that marriage is over, he has to give her back that, what?
The tzon barzel.
She has to give her back the same value.
Right.
So for example, let's say she owns the Twin Towers, and she brings the Twin Towers into the marriage, and the Twin Towers are estimated at $1 million, at the time of the marriage, $1 million, he has to give her back $1 million. Does he have to give her back the actual Twin Towers, assuming they're there? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Can he give her $1 million, or can he have to give them back? During the marriage, he can do whatever he wants with them. He could rent them out, he could sell it, he can't. He could rent it out, he can make it into a hotel, he can make it into an office building, he can do whatever he wants. He gives it back $1 million. If terrorists destroy it, he owes her $1 million. It's not worth anything. Right? If it increased to $1 billion over time, over 20 years of marriage, he has to give her $1 million. And the other 999 million is his. That's tzon barzel. That's the easy one. Malug is more complicated. Malug is she owns it, always, but he has the rights to use it. Malug means to pluck. It's like the tree is there, but he can go pluck off the fruit whenever he wants. So the Twin Towers are there, the Avadim are there. He can do whatever, he can use it, but he doesn't really own it. In Nichse Tzon Barzel, he really owns it. The only thing is, he has to give it back at the end. But he really owns it. So what happens now if she's a Gerusha? She's not allowed to marry this Kohen, but they get married anyway. So now he has Malug Avadim and Tzon Barzel Avadim. So the way it looks to us right now, Avde Malug Lo Yochlu Betruma. The Avde Malug cannot eat Truma. Why not? Because they're really under her umbrella. Just like she can't eat, they can't eat. Avde Tzon Barzel Yochlu. But the Avde Tzon Barzel can eat. Why? Because they're really his. That's what it seems like in the Gemara, in the Mishnah right now, what we just read. That's what it seems like. Eluhain Avde Malug. What are Avde Malug? So Im Mesu, let's say they die in the middle of the marriage. Who suffers that loss? The wife. Mesu La, it's her loss. Right? It's her loss. Does the husband owe her anything? If those die in the, no, nothing. They're her loss. Im Hosiru, if they got better, Hosiru La, it's better for her. Right? It's better for her, both ways. Afal pi, even though Shehu Chayev b'mizono son, he has to support these evadim, just like he has to support his wife. Hare elu lo yochelu b'truma. They still can't eat truma. Right? He has to support his wife also, even if she's an aveir wife, even if she's a gerusha. Oh, it doesn't make a difference. Still support her, not let her go starving. Same thing with the evadim. The elu hein avdei tzom barzel, and these are avdei tzom barzel. Im Mesu, Mesu Lo. If they die, it's his loss. Why? It's like the Twin Towers going down. He has to replace that. Because he has to. Oh, he owes it to her. So if the Evid died in the middle, he's got to replace that Evid. Vim Hosiru, Hosiru Lo. But at the same time, if they got profit, if they got better, it's his gain. Right? Howell, since Vahu Chayev Ba'achriyasan is on his shoulders, it's his responsibility. Hare Elu Yochelu Betruma. They are allowed, behold, they are allowed, those of them can eat truma. Even though she brought them into the marriage, they're really considered his. Okay? Therefore, since the. What? You designate at the time of the marriage. At the time of the marriage, yes.
And who decides?
It's not a prenup, no.
Who decides?
The wife can decide. I think the wife decides.
What she wants to be?
Yeah, I think the wife decides. I mean, they decide to get... it's her stuff. Right? What's the chishbonos? What's the angling here? That I'm not sure. Like, why would she make these avodim tzom barzel and these avodim... like, what's the difference?
These are my properties from my family.
Right, so we're going to get to...
I'm sure it comes out the same property that came in with.
Right. So we're going to get to that. We're probably not going to get to the end of the Gemara today, but we'll see on the bottom of the page there's a machlokas about that. But we're not up to that yet.
What is required for something to be classified as tzom barzel is a matter of dispute.
Between who?
Among commentators.
Okay. Thanks for the
information.
Now the Mishnah is going to talk about a normal case where nobody did an aveir when they got married. A regular case of marriage. A Bas Yisrael, Shenises LeKohen, that gets married to a Kohen, no aveir here, regular marriage, V'Hichnisa Lo Avadim, and she brings into the marriage Avadim, Bein Avde Malug, Bein Avde Tzon Barzel, Hare Elu Yochlu Betruma. No matter what they are, they're going to get to eat Truma. That's, now that we read all that, that's Aleph Beis. Right. Now the other way around also. Ubas Kohen, Shenitzes Li Yisrael. Let's say a Bas Kohen married a Yisrael. Now the halacha is, when a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, she has to stop eating Truma. Right? As long as they're married, she's not allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. He's Yisrael. V'chnisa lo avadim, and she brings avadim into the marriage. Bein avde malug, bein avde tzon barzel. It doesn't matter what they are. Hare elu lo yochelu b'truma. No more truma.
That's pshita. Why does he?
What? Why it's pshita, right? You think it's pashut? Okay.
Yes.
See how pashut it gets. Now. What the Gemara is going to be bothered with now is the Avde Malug Lo Yochlu Betruma. The Mishnah said that when a marriage takes place that's usher marriage, like a gerusha, right? If a Kohen marries a gerusha, the Avde Malug cannot eat truma, right? Just like the wife can't eat truma. So the Gemara says Lo Yochlu the Avde Malug Lo Yochlu Betruma. Amai, why not? Why can't those avadim eat truma? What's the question? Leheve ki kinyano. It's no different than a kinyan. Shekana kinyan. The husband still is allowed to use these avadim for whatever he wants, really. So really, if you think about it, really, he really acquired them. The only difference is He doesn't own them. So what is that? It's a funny quasi kind of ownership. So isn't that enough to the Gemara's asking that they should be able to eat truma? Even though the wife is Aveira, she's a Gerusha, and some Barzal, we understand why they can eat truma. We understand all that. But why not the Malug? He does own them on some level. Ditanya. Menayin, how do we know? Lekoed, or Koed. Shenasa Isha. She gets married to a woman. Vikana Avadim. And he acquires slaves. Yochlu b'truma, a wife, by the way, or a vadim, both of them are allowed to eat truma. Even though another is even worse than a wife. I mean, in terms of status, yichus. What is a guy? He's a half a guy, right? He's a half a Jew. He's ever Kanani. That person can eat truma. Yeah, a regular Yisrael, the Rosh Hashiva, the God of Adar, is the Yisrael Kanani truma, and this ever Kanani can eat truma. How do you figure that? The answer is Shenemar the Kohen ki yikne nefesh. Kinyan Kaspohu Yochalbo. The Pasuk says that. Why can Levi Kanani eat Truma and not the God of Ladar? I don't know.
It's the house of the coin.
Exactly, it's the house of the coin. So isn't this even part of the house of the coin? So why not? So the Gemara says, Uminai and Leisha, how do you know a woman, a wife? Shekanta Avadim, she acquires Avadim, she brings Avadim into the marriage. Or the Avadav Shekanu Avadim. Or avadim that acquire avadim. How's that possible? So Rashi says, the avadim shekanu avadim, v'im tomar, ma shekanu eved kana rabo. How does an eved buy an eved? How is that possible? How does he have any money? The lamai itzrich kra liribuyinhu. What does we need a pasuk to add that on? Like, what is that? Says the Rashi, Mishkacha, so it's possible. Kigon, shenos nulo le'eved mana. Somebody gave the eved money. Almanaz, she'ein rabo le'rishos bo. That the Rav has no permission to touch that money. Side money. How does that work? Not for now. It works. So, avadim, shekanu avadim. Or, so how do I know that if a wife has avadim, or an eved has avadim, all these avadim, yochlu b'truma. They're all out of eat truma. Where'd that come from? How do you know all that? Shenemar, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochobo. Kinyano shekana. Okay, I'm sorry. Kinyano shekana kinyan ochel. Any kinyan gets to eat. So why can't these malum avadim eat? They're part of the family. They're part of the household. You want to call them kinyanim of the husband? On a removed step, they certainly are. So why not? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why not. Kol ha'ochel machil. If you're allowed to eat, you can feed. Truma. Kol she'ein ochel, ein machil. If you can't eat, you can't feed. Since the wife can't eat, she can't feed. That's very simple. You're right. If not for this Aveira, there wouldn't be a problem. It's a technicality. She can't eat, she can't feed. They're also in the Kohen's house. Yeah, but they're really hers. Okay? Velo? Is that true? That if you can't eat, you can't feed? It's not true at all. Let's say a Kohen has avadim, and he's tummy. Kohen's tummy. Now, Kohen's tummy, not let eat truma. So Kohen's tummy. His mother died, he went to the little funeral, and now he's back, and he's sitting shiva, and the Eved wants to eat lunch. The Eved's not let eat truma?
Sure.
Sure he is. But the Kohen can't eat. So if the Kohen can't eat, the Kohen can't feed. So velo, is that true? Vare RL. What about a Kohen who didn't have a bris milah? Never had a bris milah. So he can't eat truma. Even if he never had a bismillah, because it's usur for him to have a bismillah. Because he has two brothers who died from bismillah. So he's not allowed to have a bismillah. He's still not allowed to eat truma. V'arel, or v'chala temeyim, or tamei kohen, she'einan ochlin, they're not allowed to eat truma. Uma achilin, and yet they're allowed to feed truma. So the Gemara says, hasam over there, bipumaihu koyevlahu. Yeah, there's a covering on the guy's mouth. In other words, it's temporary, right? As Rashi says, "Bepumayhu dekole klomar mechutzri takanta heim." They're just lacking to fix up the mouth. Aval omdim lasakin lecho. They could fix themselves and get it to eat truma. It's a good. So they asked that question. Aval zu she nasis chalala ein lo tikkun olamis. But this is a chalala. There's no way out. This woman married a kohen. There's no way she's never going to LT Truman the rest of her life, even if they get divorced. And she marries another Kohen. That's it, she's branded for life, right? So they ask about the thing with the fact that if he can't get a bris milah. The point is, we all agree that it's not the same kind of impediment. Not the same kind of impediment holding him back. It's an onase, Not the, or it's temporary, not the same kind of impediment. So it's not the same thing at all. Now the Gemara says, I have another case of a person who cannot eat truma their entire life, and yet they can feed truma. Who's that? Vahari mamzer. It's a mamzer. What's a mamzer? What case is that? So it's a long Rashi here. Vahari mamzer. Ready for this? Bas Yisrael, you have a Jewish girl, Shaniseis Lekohen, married to a Kohen, no, so far no problems. The older Bas, they have a daughter. The Habas Niseis Lamamzer, the daughter marries a Mamzer. The older Ben, they have a son. Now that son, that son's a Mamzer.
Right?
Because his father's a Mamzer. His mother was a regular girl. His grandfather is a Kohen. Right? This boy's grandfather is a Kohen.
Right.
What? 1 minute. Va-ben Kayim, right? Now, the grandmother, what's the halacha? The halacha is that let's say her husband dies. The Kohen dies. Can she eat truma? It depends. Are there any children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren alive? Then she can eat truma. If not, she has to stop eating truma. Here, the only one who's left is this grandson. The mamzerel, right? The little boy. Can he, is that considered a child, a grandchild, to let the grandmother eat truma?
Well, he was never really a child because the daughter was the daughter.
She died. She's died also. The only one left is the grandchild, the mamzer. Can the grandmother eat truma? The answer is yes. The mamzer can't eat truma. That's the Gemara's question. I found another case where someone can't eat truma, but that child allows the grandmother to eat truma. She's feeding the grandmother. She herself can't eat. This boy can't eat the truma. He's a mom, so not allowed to eat truma. And yet, the grandmother's allowed to eat truma. Now, the truth is, you don't have to make such a terrible case for a mom. It could be any grandchild. You're very possible for a grandchild to be a Yisrael, and a grandfather's a Kohen. You can have it all the time here. Right? Someone's Yisrael, his grandfather's a Kohen.
Why did I make the case of the mamzer?
The answer why they did that is because Rashi asked that question. Rashi says, because that's the case of the Mishnah later in the Perek. That was the case of the Mishnah picked. They might want to teach you some other halachas about mamzerim. So they threw in that case. In economy, you have kids, people in the shul, their grandfather's a Kohen. And so what's the halacha? That wife, the grandmother, could eat truma because of someone who can't eat truma.
Hold a second. You're saying one of the cases is the grandson is a Yisrael.
Yeah.
How does a Yisrael give
because he's a child. Because he's a child. That's the halacha.
A child of whom?
A child of... Is a grandchild of the Kohen. That's the halacha.
Even though my grandson is a Yisrael, grandchild. And his grandfather was a Kohen.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, he's not allowed to eat truma. He's Yisrael. But since he's a grandchild, he allows the grandmother to eat truma.
It's not on him.
He allows the grandmother. Why? Because this woman's a Yisraelis. She got married to a Kohen.
She's allowed to eat
truma, right? What if her husband died? She allowed to eat truma? No, it depends. Are there children? There are no children. Are there grandchildren?
Yes.
Yeah, but the grandchild's not a Kohen. Does it make a difference? It makes no difference. So they throw in mamzer.
As a kid, we learned there has to be a sibar who's a Kohen.
No, it doesn't have to be a Kohen. It could even be a daughter. It could be a granddaughter. Doesn't matter. It could be a great grandson. Who's not
any descendant.
So here it happens to be they picked the case of a mamzer because father, whatever the mission. What?
It makes it more complicated.
But in a chanami.
But let's say that grandchild, the only surviving one, dies, and she doesn't know.
What? If you don't know, you don't know. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, there are people, I'm sure there are people in the shul that the grandfather's a Kohen.
Right.
And they're not a Kohen. Happens all the time.
That's easy.
What?
My grandson.
Yeah, but you're not a Kohen.
But his grandfather was a Kohen.
Whose grandfather?
My grandson's grandfather was a Kohen.
Oh, really?
My Mechutin was a Kohen.
Who?
My Mechutin was a Kohen.
Uh-huh. So you have it.
Yeah.
So what?
Somehow.
Right, it's not a common thing at all. So, okay, they threw in a mamzer because the Mishnah spoke about that. And so, what do you see from here? You see from here that someone could allow feeding of truma, and they themselves can't eat truma. That's the point. Tari Mamzer. Shein Ochel Umachel. So the Gemara answers, there are going to be three answers to this question. Amar Ravina, change it. It doesn't mean anyone that could eat can feed, because it's not true. Because a Mamzer can't eat, and yet Mamzer can feed. A grandson, we'll call it a grandson. A grandson can feed, but a grandson can't eat. So change it. It doesn't mean anyone who could eat could feed. That's what it means. Amar Ravina, change it. Kinyan Ochel Ka'amar. Any Kinyan that could eat could feed. Not a grandchild, any Kinyan. Right? Kinyan Ochel Machel. A Kinyan that could eat. What's a Kinyan? An Eved. Kinyan is an acquisition. Not a person, because a grandson's not a Kinyan. Your grandson's not a Kinyan.
Right.
He's a person. But a Kinyan, any acquisition, like what? Like an Eved. Kinyan Ochel Machel. Shein Ochel Ein Machel. Right? Kinyan Ochel Machel. Kinyan Ochel Ein Machel. Now that's why. So if the Eved could eat, and the Eved somehow binds another Eved, that the Eved's in the same boat. If the Eved can't eat, then the Eved that was purchased also can't eat. Very good answer. That's answer number one.
How does that relate to the wife, though?
What?
How does that relate to the wife?
It doesn't relate to the wife. Doesn't relate. We had a separate question. We answered that why can't the wife, Avadim, even if they're Malug, why can't they eat? Lamaisa, they're in the same household as the Kohen. So we answered, no, because anyone who could eat could feed. And this woman can't eat, so she can't feed. So now we have a side question. You mean to tell me that anyone that can't eat can't feed? It's not true. So change it. Any acquisition who can't eat can't feed. So by the way, a wife could be an acquisition.
So go on.
Also Kenyan.
Wife is also. Go back to the case of grandson.
Yeah.
According to this, he can't eat. He can't eat and he can't feed.
He can't eat, but he can feed.
How can he feed? That Kenyan.
What? No, you really said the other way around. Any acquisition that could eat could feed.
Okay.
If it's not an acquisition, a different set of rules altogether.
How does an Eved?
Yeah. So we said that, as Rashi said, it's a complicated thing. Okay. Somehow the Eved can have money that doesn't belong to the master. How is that? The pages and pages of Gemara about that. It's off the topic. So just accept it. Right? Rava Amar. Rava gives another answer. Mid Araisa. This is Rava's answer. Mid Araisa, you're right. The Malug Avadim could eat. Mid-Araisa, the Malug Avadim could eat. Why could they eat? Because they're part of the household.
She can't eat.
She cannot eat. She's an Aveira.
Oh, this is she married a Kohen.
She married a Kohen. Oh, right. She's a Gerusha. But what about her Avadim? We asked the question, why can't they eat? They're part of the household.
Yeah.
The answer is, you're right. Mid-Araisa, they can't eat. Mid-Araisa, Mechal Achli. Mid-Araisa, they can't eat. It's a Gzera. What's the Gzera? V'Rabbanan hu de-Gazru b'hu. The Rabbanan made a Gzera. Kadesha to Omar. So she's going to scratch her head and say, one second here. Ani, eini ochla. Me, I'm the wife, I can't eat truma. They don't let me. The rabbi said, no way. Why? Because I'm a gerusha.
Right.
Avadai, in an ochlin. My avadim also can't eat. What am I? Zonahi, etlo. What am I, zoni here? What am I, just good for the bedroom? Nothing I can do over here. I can't even go to the kitchen. So what's the purpose of that? Hilkach asilafuke. She'll try to get out of the marriage, which is what we want. We don't want a Kohen being married to a Gerusha. So we make it inconvenient for her. What am I making it inconvenient? You can't eat. Your father can't eat. You have nothing to eat. And she scratches it. What am I doing in this house? I'm going to get out of here.
It's a new Aveira every time they're together?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. It's there's other Gemaras that we encourage them to get divorced. We encourage them. Try to get divorced. Every day you're living in sin. Right? So get out of this marriage. So what do? We make it uncomfortable for her. You can't eat, your vodim can't eat.
What?
She came from some big palace, she comes to this Kohen, and she's living like a stepchild.
Why aren't you make it uncomfortable for him? He's the guy who brought her in.
I hear. Well, the question is her avodim.
Oh, it doesn't make any difference. So he brought
to me, a knas like that, it's a very far-fetched knas. You marry, well, how do you knas the guy? And maybe they don't give him an Ali and Shul. They can do other things to the guy.
Won't give him up, yeah.
Right. Ravashi Amar, a third reason. Really, same thing. Mid-Araisa, they can eat. It's a third reason why they can't eat. Gzera is the Gzera. Shema tocha la'achamisa. Now, everyone agrees. If the wife never let eat, da'avadim in the chanamim, on a Daraisa level, they could eat. Why? They're part of the household. What's going to happen? He's going to die, the husband. the Kohen, and they're going to keep on eating. Not allowed to anymore. So one second, if you're afraid of that, then Bechlal. And what about every wife? Yeah. Every wife married to a Kohen, we're going to think. And Rashi says, and Tosfos also says, what about the Menichsei Tzom Barzel? Aren't we afraid of them? Aren't we afraid they're allowed to eat?
Right.
So aren't we afraid of them, that they're going to continue eating after the Kohen dies? So Rashi says, no, we're not afraid of that. Because their right to eat only was dependent on the Kohen. So they're never going to think that. These Malug people, right, we would think, since they really belong to her, they really belong to her. So it's a different zera. It's a different problem. It's a different problem. So El Meata, one second. So Rashi says, Gzera Shem Toch Al Chamisa. Maybe the husband will die, and they're going to, the Malug, if I'm going to keep on eating, not knowing they have to stop. If that's the case, El Meata, Bas Yisrael, Shizis a Kohen, Lo Tochel, a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen shouldn't eat. Why? Gzera Shema Tochel Achamitha. Maybe after Misa she'll keep on eating, and if there's no children, she's not allowed to. So they make a Gzera like that. Why are we making Gzera by Nichse Malug Avadim? Right? By Nichse Malug Avadim? Everybody.
No, it's saying even a bisexual married legitimately.
Correct, even legitimate. Well, if it's not legitimate, it's not allowed to eat at all.
No, I'm saying it's avadim we're talking
about.
Maybe she'll feed them avadim after this. Right?
Yeah.
Not eating. She'll feed them
In a regular case. Yeah. So someone also includes the wife. Also, Ella Amravashi, you're right. Here's the answer. Ba'almana, the answer is because the woman that we're talking about is a Kohenes. So therefore what? El Amravashi Balmana Kohenes. She's herself a Kohenes. De Isya La Aruye, and she's going to make the following cheshbon. Meikara, when I was married, she's an Almana. Right? That means she was married once before. Who was she married to? A Kohen. So what happened was, she was a little girl, grew up in the house of a Kohen, she ate Truma. She got married to a Kohen. She continued to eat truma. Her husband died. Then what happened? She went back home. She's allowed to eat truma? Yes. No children. Now she gets married to the Kohen Gadol. Which she's not allowed to do. But she does that. Right? Now she gets married to the Kohen Gadol. So she says like this. Now all this time, her avadim were also eating truma. All this time. When she was a little girl, when she was married to the first husband, when she went back home. Now we're going to let her, the avadim, eat truma again? That now you're going to make her think something. Now, meikara achli b'truma de b'nasha. When I was a little girl, I ate truma in my father's house. And so did my avadim. Inas bile, I got married. Achli, lahai.
My husband's house.
What? Achli b'truma de gavroi. Hashta now, hadari li l'milzik amaisa. I go back to my father's house.
Right.
Right, I go back. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol also died.
Right.
I'm a Amana again. Now that's a big difference because now she's also called a Chalala.
Yeah.
Right? V'loyad, she's not going to realize the Meikara lo Shavya Nafshi Chalala. The first time she wasn't a Chalala. Hashta Shavya's Nafshi Chalala. Now she's a Chalala. So we therefore we don't allow the Avadim to eat at all because they'll think she'll think when he dies they get to eat again.
We never allow them to eat.
So the Gemara says, one second, Tina Almana, Kohenes. That only makes sense if she's a Kohenes. Right? Almana Bas Yisrael, Michael and Amr. What about Almana Bas Yisrael? What kind of cheshbon is this? Doesn't apply. So the Gemara answers, low plug. The Gemara answers, Balmanus or low plug, the Rabbanon. It's a low plug. Okay? Okay, very good. Now we're going to discuss the question of what happens when the marriage is over? And it's time for the Tzon Barzel property to return to the husband. To the wife.
Right.
To return to the wife. So, she... Let's give an example that we could all understand. She owned, let's say, the New York Mets. She owned the New York Mets. And she brought the New York Mets into the marriage as Tzon Barzel property. When she brought them in, they stunk. Right? And they were worth $100 million. But now he took them and made them up. Now they're worth $1 billion. Now the marriage turns sour. So she says, I want the Mets back. He says, fine, I'll give you a check for $100 million. I'll keep the Mets. I'm giving you exactly what you earn. She says, no, I want the Mets because it's my family name. Everyone knows, and they're my family name. I want the Mets back. I don't want the money. I want the Mets back. Does she have a valid taina?
The Gemara
it's a machlokes. The Gemara is going to paskin. She's entitled to the Mets back. However, she has to give a check for the difference. She has to pay the difference. So the fact that it went from 100 million to a billion, she has to give a check for the difference between 100 million and a billion, and she gets the Mets back. So he gets all the profit.
Yeah, and she doesn't have it.
What?
If she can't.
Then she has to take the check. I don't know. Right? That's what now we're going to learn all that. We're probably not going to get to the punchline till tomorrow, because it goes back on Amud Aleph. But that's what Itmar. Hamachneses shum labayla. As I said, when a marriage is written, the value of the New York Mets is written into the ksuva. They get somebody to evaluate it. What's it worth right now today? It's nichse tzon barzel. Tzon barzel is tzon. It's barzel. It's ironclad, and it's called tzon because in those days that's what they used to have was tzon. Today it's a building and anything, right? The New York Mets. Then it was tzon, so it's called tzon barzel. So hamachnes, they come into a marriage. Shum, it's evaluated. Labayla, for the husband, right? Says Rashi, second to the bottom line. Nichse tzon barzel. If nichse tzon barzel, this possessions. Sheshama lo b'ksuvasa. It's evaluated in the ksuva. V'hayu behen kalim. And you have kalim here. Something called the New York Mets, right? V'davah ha'maslim, it's something specific. It's not just stam dollar bills. It's not like that. It's something specific, right? U'kishigirsha. Now they're getting divorced. Ubasa litol ksuvasa. Now she wants to get paid. So she wants the New York Mets back. Right? So, he omeres, she says, no, kli ani onotelos. I want that kli. I want the New York, I don't want a check. I want that kli. Vahu omer, and he says, dama mami nosen. I'll give you a check. I'll give you the money. I owe you $100 million. I'll give you $100 million. She's not, I want $100 million. I want them back. I want the Mets back. Hadin in me. Who's right? So Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Hadin Ima. She's right. Rav Ami Omer, Hadin Imo. No, he's right. Now, Rav Yehuda Omer, Hadin Ima. She's right. Why is she right? Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha Dida Have. The family name means that she's right. That was always part of her family. It goes back, 100 years on the Mayflower. They were hers, and therefore she was her thing. It's her family thing, and therefore she wants it back, and therefore she's right. So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, but she has to pay for that. She has to pay the difference. She just can't, right? If it's not worth what it was then, she has to pay the difference. But she gets it. But she gets it back. She gets the Empire State Building back. She just has to pay the difference.
That's a definition.
Then he has to pay her. If it's worth less, exactly. If he buys some stock on some tip, and the whole thing is she brings in stock, he loses it all. Right. He has to give her a check now.
Right.
I want those stocks. You want something worthless? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Why do I get the impression that this is only if it was paternal? It came from her father. What happened from her mother?
I don't think it makes a difference. Yeah. It's the family name. If the mother was the rich one, right? So right? She's a Hilton and they own all the hotels,
right?
And he went ahead and I don't know about that. I don't think it makes a difference. Rav Ami Omar, Hadin Imo. No, he's right. You know why? I'll tell you why. Kivud Amar Mar, because the Mishnah said this. The Mishnah said, talking about Tzon Barzel, in Mesu, if they die, Mesu lo. It's his loss. Vim Hosiru, and what if the New York Mets now become a great team? Hosiru lo, it's his gain. So that proves
it was written in the ksuva.
I own the New York Mets. The value of at the date of the marriage,
right.
So and they stunk, so they weren't worth anything. You couldn't give those tickets away. But now they're a great team. Everybody wants to go. It's worth 10 times as much.
Right. On the other side.
So what does the Mishnah say? Hosiru lo. They benefit to the husband.
One second, but if they went down in value.
then the husband still has to give him the value that's in the ksuba.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So she doesn't lose.
Absolutely. She doesn't lose a nickel. The point is, she's getting the money. She says, I don't want the money. I want the building. I want the Empire State Building. I want the Mets back. I don't want the money. I want them back.
Whether they're worth a lot.
So assuming they're worth more.
Right.
Who's right? He said, I don't want to give them back. I want them. I'm making money with them. I'll give you a check.
Right.
So she's not losing out one penny.
Right.
But it's the future earnings. Right. That's what they're fighting about. Right? So who's right? So it's a machlokas. He says, doesn't the Mishnah prove him right? The Mishnah said, if they increase to the value of the husband. Hoil, after all, chayav bach riosan. He's chayav to support them. Yochel, they're allowed to eat truma even. Right? We said, they're allowed to even eat truma. Even though the marriage is an awesome marriage, they're allowed to eat truma. What bigger value do you want than that? Amar safra, mikatani vehein shalo. Yeah, but that doesn't say they're his. He has to support them and pay for them. But the Lomaisa, they're not his. They're not his. Hoel the chayabach riyasan katani. Yeah, you have to support them 100%. Ul olam lavdi deinenu, but they're not his.
Responsible.
What?
Responsible.
Exactly.
And he gets a profit.
And he gets a profit. And he gets a loss, but they're not his. So when the marriage turns sour, she's allowed to get it back. Now they're worth a lot more. She has to pay for the difference. 100%. The Gemara's going to say that tomorrow. She has to pay the difference. V'chol hecha t'chayabach riyasan ochle b'truma. Sounds like Gemara's going to give us a whole side question. Anytime you are chayav and achrayas, you get to eat truma? That's what it seems to say. That's not true. Here we go. V'atnan, this is so complicated here. Yisrael, you have a Jewish person. Shesachar parer mikohen. He rents a cow from a kohen. He rents it. Right?
Right.
Harei zeh yochlena karshine truma. He's Yisrael. He's allowed to feed the cow truma. Why is he allowed to feed the cow truma? Because it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the kohen. Now, the other way around. Kohen sesachar pari mi Yisrael. What if a kohen rents a cow from Yisrael? Afal pi shemazonesa olav. Now, when you rent the cow, you have to feed the cow. You can't let it starve. That's part of the rental agreement. I rent the cow. I'm going to make sure it gets fed. Can the kohen feed the cow truma?
No.
Absolutely not. Lo yochlena kashine truma. You're not allowed to. Why not? Doesn't belong to you. So what do you see from here? Right? Even though you're... But one second. Is the cow... Is the renter responsible for it? Of course he is.
Of course.
He's chayiv if it gets stolen. He's chayiv. So what do you see? Being chayiv has nothing to do with feeding. It's unrelated things. Right? Says the Gemara. One second. V'tispra, the whole question's wrong. Nihi, nami dechayev gneva v'aveda. Isn't it true that you chayev on gneva and aveda? Right? However, banusa, v'chayev some onus happens, lightning hits the animal, you're chayev, you're a renter. B'chachasha, it gets weak on its own. Right? U'benefachas, domeha, somehow it gets skinnier or whatever, it's got sick. So, you're not chayev on all that stuff. Mi mechayev? You're not chayev on all that stuff. You're only chayiv if it got stolen. So even your achrayah is only half-baked. You're not even fully responsible for it. Right, Tosfos proves it right from here. The Gemara always has the question, is a socher like a shomer chinam or like a shomer sachar? What do you see from here? We're not responsible. We don't make the socher responsible for onis. Right? Okay. Halo dami el seifa. You want to compare the two cases? The seifa of that mishnah over there is the comparable case. What's over there? Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael. Shisham para. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosvos if it's a renter here or a borrower. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, you evaluate the cow. The cow's worth $1,000. So Rashi says you're renting it. Tosvos says you're borrowing it. But listen, a guy said, let's say it's borrowed. Let's say Tosvos is right. I'm borrowing the cow. Because I'll lend you the cow. But you know what? I'm not a rich man, and I really can't afford that you're going to rent the cow. I have no problem. When I go rent it, go rent it. But you know what? If you give it back to me, and it's worth less, that's not really right. I'm not really that kind of, right? I don't mind lending you my car. You're going to put 10,000 miles on the car? I mean, come on. You want to drive a car around? You'll drive your mother-in-law around? I have no problem with that. So what we'll do, we'll evaluate what the cow is worth right now. You can borrow the cow. It's no problem. And if it comes back really damaged, you're going to have to chip in. So Yisrael shasham para, or Yisrael borrows a cow and they shasham. Shasham means they evaluate it. What's it worth? Mi kohen, from a kohen. Now it's a different story now. Now I'm responsible for everything. Because if it dies, I can't have to give it back. Right. If it gets sick, I have to get... It's a different story now. That's why Tosfos says it can't be a renter. OK? credit. It's not a rental, right? It's really borrowing. So what's the story? Yisrael Shasham Para Mikoein Yo Lo Yochlena Karshine Truma. You can't feed a truma now. Why not? What?
Because you're responsible.
Because you're responsible for it. No difference. Avol Kohen Shasham Para Mi Yisrael. But if the Kohen rents the cow from the Yisrael, and they made an evaluation because the guy says, I want to make sure I get it back right, why can't the Kohen give truma? Right? Yochlana Karshini Truma. Why not? Why not? And basically, the Kohen really owns it. Okay, at the end of the period, he's going to give it back. But he has to give it back the way he got it, which is whole. So he really owns it. Right? So what do you see from here? Right?
Personal guarantees.
What?
And the person who takes responsibility.
They guarantee
it goes by him.
Right?
The same thing in our Mishnah.
Same thing in our Mishnah. Right? So we don't have a resolution. It's just a machlokas. So Yosef, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Bashili, the Pirkei of Nachman, they were sitting there learning about with Rav Nachman. Yosef, Amri, Tanik, Kavasid, Rav Yehuda, Tanik, Kavasid, Rav Ami. We have brides that support both of them. Why? Tanik, Kavasid, Rav Ami, Avdei Tzon Barzel. Let's say the Eved of a Tzon Barzel. Avdei Tzon Barzel, right? Yotzin, Beshein, Va'ayin, Le'ish. Let's say the husband knocks out the tooth. Does the Eved go free?
Yeah.
Yes. Avalo Isha. What if the wife knocks out the tooth?
It's not hers.
Huh?
Cohen's wife?
Yeah.
She doesn't own it.
The wife, the one who she brought in this Eved. And if she knocks out his tooth, does the Eved go free? No, says the bride here. No. Why not? She's not the owner. What if I knock out your Eved's tooth? Doesn't go free, only the owner. So what do you see from here? The owner mamash owns it, the whole thing. The husband mamash owns it. He has the right to knock out the tooth, not the wife. He mamash owns it.
What do you say he owns it during the marriage, and then he doesn't own it when the marriage owns?
What?
That's exactly what do you say?
He knows Tanya, no, I hear you. Tanya kavasid Rav Yehuda, hamechneses shum labaila. If you evaluate how much it's worth, imratza baal limkar. Let's say the husband wants to sell it. He wants to sell the New York Mets. Lo yimkar, he's not allowed to.
Not his.
Oh, not only that, Elafilu Hichnis La Shomi Shalo. Even if he brings in his own stuff, Imratza Baal Limkar Lo Yimkar. He can't even sell his own stuff. Why? Maybe he'll have to give it to her. That's the whole story. We don't have to get into that. Machru Shneim Leparnasa. Let's say he sold it. Let's say he didn't sell. He sold the New York Mets. Why? So we got nothing to eat. I have that Leparnasa. He did it for Parnasa. Nothing to eat. So Zeha Yamaisel Fnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This one's happened. V'amar Habal Motzi Miel Lekuchos. The Baal has no right to sell it. He can go back to whoever bought it and take it back. You hear this? Even though he sold it himself. He's allowed to take it back. What do you see? What do you see from there? He's allowed to take it back. What do you see from here? That he has no right. He doesn't own it. It's not his.
She can take it back.
He has no right to sell it. So they go both ways. So, Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman, Halacha Rav Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. That what? That she's right. I'm a lay reveler of Nachman. I have a tiny kavasid of Ami, but we have a bride that supports of Ami. So the Gemara answers, I'm a afalk of tiny kavasid of Ami, even though Ravami said that. Mistabra, and there's a bride that supports that. Mistabra, time at Rav Yehuda, I think Rav Yehuda is still right. Why? Mishum Shevach Beis Aviyah. Because it's the family name, and that's a strong enough reason that she gets it back. Hahi, it's just that was a woman. The Aliyah, you know what, we'll stop here. We'll stop here because there's no way to stop. We'll continue. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. All right. So that's how the Gemara Paskins write this minute. Is that the halacha l'maisa? I think it is actually. What? No. I don't know. It's going to change. So we're going to bring a story and then the Gemara will say that it's true. She gets it back, but she has to pay the difference. She doesn't just get it back. Okay. Everybody have a good day and we'll pick up tomorrow.